your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Jesus. you. Come on, sing. Say, I will bless the Lord.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It is just wonderful to be here tonight as we put together and share some few moments before we go out of this old year and go into the new year. I thank God for the privilege for us to come. We want to do a little reflection. That is, the Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Good evening, everybody.
We are delighted to just share these moments of reflection as we prepare our hearts and our minds to address the joy that is in our hearts and in our lives because God has brought us thus far. I guess we ought to talk about a little bit why it is that we gather and think it's significant and important to gather at this hour to do this experience and have this experience together. Will you go ahead and just say a word about that?
Sure. Once again, good evening, everybody. It's happy New Year's Eve, all that good stuff. We hope you've had a wonderful Advent and Christmas season thus far. And just to let everybody know, we are doing this from the sanctuary. So we are right in front of the altar. And if you hear any noise outside, that is the sounds of the environment. But Watch Night is especially just important and significant in our lives and the lives of believers. And I think in the lives of African Americans, as those who were enslaved, you know, on the cusp of the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, waiting for the new year to come in so they would be able to have that freedom, to be able to experience something that they had not experienced before. There are those, obviously, who were born, you know, into slavery, who did not know what that meant, but understood that this idea of freedom that had been so elusive was now yet upon them. And to be able to sit up and watch and also thank God for, you know, they'd had more than a moral center, but a spiritual center, that even though it might have been a kind of a Christianity that that was untoward for them, you know, taught by the masters, they took it on themselves, those hush harbors and all those other things that they did, that invisible institution of the church and that spirituality that they carried was certainly right there with them as they wanted to watch the new year come in, watch the freedom, but also give God praise because finally, after all these years, they were going to be free.
It is clear that they had been praying. It is clear that they had been dreaming with great anticipation for the time that they would be free. They believed that that would take place. Now a proclamation has been made in some time of October of 1862 that when the year changed, they would be free. And so now they are on tiptoe, anticipating the hour and the time that they would be free. And so they watch for the year to change so that they could indeed experience the change in the year, but also change in the lifestyle of their and become free. And so through the years, of course, we have been remembering that day. We have been coming together as a people, and practically the only place that we had any semblance of freedom was in the church.
Yeah.
And so they knew how to come to the church, to the house, to the hour of prayer. And so they gathered all across the country in the places that they knew of this experience and thought of this experience to take place. And so through the years, of course, it has come to be a time when we recognize that God has blessed us from one year to another. And because of that, we gather still that we might be able to give thanks unto God for what he has done in the past year. So what has he done in the past year for you, Reverend?
Ooh, do you really want to know? I'm going to tell you, Doc, that God has sincerely blessed my family and I. I started off the year, this is, you know, personal, and there are those who are listening that, you know, maybe you know, you have felt the same way. But I started off the year, you know, in a bit of doubt, in a bit of sadness, dealing with my own family issues. And yet, God turned things around. God turned things around because that's what God does. And when I think about this year, this year, when I go in prayer, I'm always mindful of all the blessings that God has given, but also mindful of the people that are experiencing the hardships. You know, we do a lot of times in church, you know, we want to turn around five times and say, thank you, God, you know, touch your neighbor, and, you know, bless your neighbor. And you better not touch me now. It's still got COVID and RSV and all that stuff going on. But the reality is While I am grateful for the blessings, I also am mindful of the burdens of others. And I have to keep that in mind as I pray, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. So my burdens aren't just, while they're specific to me, what's that verse in the Bible, you know, that talks about the fact that, you know, that we as people are going through, you know, some of the same things all around the world at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. That is so important for us to remember others in this particular experience and time that we have. And when I look back over this year, I can just be thankful for all of the folks that have been able to been blessed by God to through sickness, through doubt, and through fear. All of the troubles and heartaches that they have experienced because of the loss of loved ones, loss of jobs, and yet God has enabled us to come thus far. Many of us have experienced certain emotional and psychological burdens that has been a part of our experience, and we've been bewildered and not willing to acknowledge and admit the weaknesses that we have had and the weaknesses that we have experienced. And yet, God has been real good to us in bringing us through this period, through this journey. Thinking of what will take place next in our lives. And it is good to come to this time and to this moment where God is giving us a fresh start, a fresh page to write on.
If I'm watching for anything in the new year, it is watching for another opportunity to share the word of God. And when I say that, I mean to share the witness of Jesus Christ, to share my faith, to share the strength, the struggles, and to be very real about what the faith journey brings in life. But sharing it because I know that there's no way we're in this time and that, you know, people just don't need to be saved. There are people who need salvation, and this is what we do. So that's what I'm watching for. I'm watching for the will of God to be manifested, for God to show me how I can be better and do better to serve the kingdom. And if you ask me, that's what I'm watching for the new year. How about you? What are you watching for?
Well, I'm first of all, I'm just thankful for the journey that has been mine already. I'm thankful for what God has shown me in over 65 years of ministry.
65.
He called me some 65 years ago and has
That's a whole person.
Led that has led me all the way to this point in my journey. Much of it has been spent reflecting maybe that I wouldn't make it that far. But he has allowed me to be here, and I'm just grateful and full of gratitude for what he has done in my life. I know then that the kind of way maker he is. I know the kind of burden bearer that he is. I don't have to fret about it. I don't have to think about it in terms of somebody else's experience, but my own. I know that God has been good. I could not have made it. I could not have made it. All that I am and ever hope to be it's God that has made it possible for me. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm going through a period now also of what I call evolving.
We've been talking about that, yes. What does that mean?
That simply means that God is not through with me. That I've come to a point where I have fulfilled a part of what he desires of me. I don't know how long or how much further I'm going to be. I don't know how far that I'm going to go into this 2023. I don't know how far. But I'm expecting to get there in the joy of the Lord, in the peace of God, knowing that he has been with me, is with me, and I expect to be with him for the rest of this journey in this life and even unto eternity. That peace is there for me. That hope, that expectation is there for me. And while at one time in my life I didn't know that I was going to live long, that I certainly not this long, now I feel like it's all right and that I'm going to be, in fact, I'm going to live forever. Forever. Not necessarily in what it's a point of evolving. He got another stage for me. Some more for me to do here. But even when that's done, there's still more joy and more peace in him.
Well, that's, I think, a good place to stop. It's 11:58. So, you know, people are gathering in Times Square, have gathered in Times Square. People are gathering in different places, in churches, all that kind of stuff on this call and online. And we want to be able to pray in the new year to thank God for what he's doing. We've been watching, we've been waiting, and it is upon us. So we're going to pray in the new year.
God, our Father, we come just now to say thank you. Thank you for the journey that has been given to us. Thank you for the ways that have been made for us. Thank you for the opportunities that have come our way. Thank you, O God, for all that you have done in our lives and through the many years that you have allowed us to sojourn. We're grateful about that, God. And then, God, I want to say thank you for the years that you have given me to proclaim your word, to share your love, to share the joy of salvation, to assure people that there is a way and that there is deliverance and that there is salvation. We thank you, O God, for Jesus the Christ, who has made it possible for us to have everlasting life. We rejoice. Now, God, we want to say thank you for the challenges that we have been able to overcome. Bread on our tables, shelter, friendship, family. Oh, God, you've made it possible for us to meet our needs and to fulfill what you have called us to do. We say thank you. And God, we ask now that you would abide with us as only you can do. Keep us day by day and hour by hour. Our hearts rejoice because you have been with us and demonstrated that you are. You love us, and we thank you, God, for the love relationship that we have learned and experienced in walking with you. We thank you for allowing us to get through this past year, through the sickness and the pain and the trial that has come our way. We say thank you for allowing us to be here. And we say, oh God, we are grateful for the opportunity that you've given to us to go over into the new year. Sustain us day by day and protect us as we travel along our way. Give us fresh hope, fresh vision. Give us what we need, that we would be obedient to your will and your way for our lives. In the name of him who gives us hope eternal, we do pray, even in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy New Year, Doc.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It's 2023.
Yeah.
Wow, can't believe it. Wow. It's like the time is just gone. We're in 2023. That's amazing. That is so amazing. I don't even know the first thing I'm going to do. I guess just thank you, God. How about that?
How about
that's
that?
Good enough, right?
That's a wonderful thing to connect with him.
Yeah,
make
it.
Sure that he is near you and you are near him and got him on your mind. And know that you are determined to walk into the new year and down through the year with him. Make that commitment today. Make that commitment at this moment. That you're going to walk on another year's journey with God, knowing that he's going to hold you up, knowing that he's going to protect you, knowing that he's going to guide you, and that all is well because you're starting the year right. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is abiding in your heart because you have surrendered in the beginning. If you start with him, it makes sense that you could end with him. Stay with him, and he will surely bring you through.
That sounds good. That sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
That's a great way to start 2023. I've never been a big fan of resolutions. You know, what do people do when the new year comes in? They resolve to lose weight or to watch less Netflix or, you know, be off social media for all that kind of stuff. Because it seems like oftentimes those things are just broken, you know, within the first month or the first 2 months. But as you were saying, it's that joy of the Lord. That's the sustenance, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Because all the resolve you and I would ever need has been in Jesus Christ. Him staying up on that cross and doing that work of salvation, it is in him. So yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't strive to be better or do better like that. But when you put it in his hands, when you commit it to God, like what you were just saying, make that commitment to him. Let him direct your paths. Let him give you the strength. That's the best thing that you could do. That's the best thing I'm going to do. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm speaking for me. And I believe, though, that for our community, that commitment that you were talking about, that's what we need, that's the resolve that's going to give us what we need to get through this year.
There are some struggles. There are some challenges. There are some needs that we need to look at, that we find around us when we look around our community, when we look around our families, when we look, there are some challenges that we want to do. And there's nothing wrong with having a commitment, an idea that you're going to do better by your family, that you're going to do better in your commitment to God and commitment to the church. You're going to do better as you look at what's going on in community. And the problems that we have in our society. And I say, as we think about the challenge of freedom and look forward to freedom in this hour, that our freedom is threatened today in new ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Mm. It wasn't over when we got, in fact, we didn't get it.
No.
We didn't get it, sure enough, in 1863.
Sure didn't.
And we still don't have it. So we got some work to do even there as we look forward to the future, as we move down through the year. We got to be conscious of our responsibility to go to the polls and vote. We got to be responsible. We got to be conscious of our responsibility to fight off injustices wherever we find them. We've got to be responsible to make sure we do what is necessary for us to maintain what God has already given to us, what he's already allowed us to experience. We've got to protect them and do the things that we need to do to make sure that we can maintain the blessings that God has bestowed unto us already.
That sounds like a plan. It sounds like something that I'm going to do, and I know that you will too. It's a part of your evolving, those things that really inherent within you that you have preached and taught about and lived out more than the 46 years of pastoring First Baptist, more than just the 65 years of pastoring in general. But I think your life as a believer, you've upheld those principles. And so you are more than just an example. You're a good example. And so we're going to do those things in a year. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do now, though. Right now, I think I might just go and say hey to my family, and I'm going to go to sleep. Because I've stayed awake preparing for this moment.
Well, it's a good thing to do, because you do have a job to do in the morning.
Yes,
you
yes.
have a job to do in the morning.
Got to be fresh.
I'm going to be there with you, but I thank God for the anticipation.
Yeah.
Of the first communion experience in First Baptist for 2023.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that, looking for the word that will come, that you will proclaim, because God will give it to you in a mighty way.
I've been taking notes from you right now, so I think they're going to hear everything you just said. But you're right, and it is an anticipation, and so we pray that you will meet us there in just a few hours at church, 10 o'clock a.m. service. If you cannot make it in, certainly join us online at fbcwdc.org, on our Facebook page, on our YouTube page. You can certainly listen in on Zoom. And once again, we're excited about what God is going to do and excited about this first Sunday experience of communing one with another at the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a blessed thing. And so I can't wait to see you in a few hours.
And while we're saying that, why don't you say something about the fast that will start
hours.
You got a day or so. On the 3rd, it will start. We'll give them a chance to get a little food in on the 2nd.
We're fasting it starts, like I said, like Doc just said, it starts on January the 2nd, and we're going to the 13th this year. And so we have information that you should have already received in the letter that's come out earlier this week. And you're going to, whatever. If you have any other questions, you can certainly call the office, 202-541-5000, and look on our website. Of the information that is out there about the fasting schedule and the scriptures as we go to the Lord in prayer and fasting. This fasting is a spiritual discipline that we have. It's one of the tools that we have in our toolkit as believers to be able to gain clarity from God and clarity for our own lives and our walks, clarity for the Christian community, clarity for the community at large. And so we're setting ourselves before the Lord to do this. Not just, this year, but, every year. But this year, like I said, we're going starting tomorrow, because it is January 1st.
Today is 1st. The holiday is, and when we eat the black-eyed peas and what that other thing is
now.
On the 2nd.
Eat it now, because tomorrow you got to say bye-bye to it. Yes. So we're excited about that as well. Some may not be as excited, but I think the excitement will come during the fast when you begin really hearing from God. And that's always a blessed thing. So looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow morning. And Doc, how you want to close it?
Well, as usual, with prayer. God, we come once again to simply say thank you for this time that we have spent together just now. We pray that you would enter the hearts of all of those individuals who have had the privilege of listening to our reflections and discussion. We ask, O God, that you would bless us now as we go forth in this new year. We are grateful for you allowing us to get here. Now help us to serve you and to witness for you each and every day. And now, the Lord bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. God bless.
Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee, do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Unto thee. Thank you.
Hey, I need everybody all over the world. If your testimony is that everything that happened to you that was good, God did it, then this is your song. Come on, get on your feet and put your hands on it like this. Yeah. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, He did. Well, everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, He did. Listen, pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on higher ground, and everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yes, He did. Hey. Everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yes, He did. Well, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yes, He did. Guess what? Once we're lost in a world. Jesus came and took me in, and everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, He did. Hey, I said, God did. Yes, He did. I said, God did it. Yes, He did. I went to a doctor, they couldn't heal me. Went to a counselor, they couldn't fail me.
Pay the debt, then God could have.